You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Acast Plus makes it easy to turn loyal listeners into paying fans. Whether you're just getting started or a seasoned podcaster, subscriptions and one-time payments can make a real difference to your income and listener engagement. With customizable subscription plans, you can include ad-free streams, early access, and bonus content. And with one-time payments, you can offer limited series or one-off episodes, all available across multiple podcast apps. You decide the best option for your listeners. To find out more, visit acast.com/acastplus.
Hey, it's Jim. Stay with us after today's podcast for an exclusive preview of my audiobook. The sounds of a drum circle recorded at a powwow. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Some years back, I visited a powwow held at the Grand Village in Natchez, Mississippi, where these recordings were made. It was a chance to be immersed in Native American tradition, culture, and music, particularly the songs of the Natchez. The Natchez were the last known tribe to live near and interact with the ancient mounds, some of which are still part of the Grand Village and considered sacred ground by the Natchez. I've written a novel, Sacred Mounds, which takes a deep dive into the remarkable history of the Natchez. For more information, visit our website, pulseplanet.com. That's pulseplanet.com. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. As promised, here's an excerpt from Sacred Mounds, my first novel, a work of historical fiction and magical realism.
So, he turned to Inez, what do you want me to do?
Wash him. See that he gets cleaned up.
You're serious. He's a big boy. Surely he knows how to dress himself. Glancing at the reverse hoodie, he added, sort of.
When I showed him to the bathroom, Inez said, it was like he was seeing it for the first time.
That doesn't make any sense. How can anybody just show up out of the blue looking kind of normal and not know what a bathroom is? I mean, he's obviously washed himself, Hilton sniffed, more or less, recently. Okay, he's getting a little ripe, but I mean, maybe he's escaped from one of those institutions or something. I mean, have you checked him for any ID?
I will, she said. Please do this. It'll be a growing experience for you.
A growing experience? Well, you think I'm going to get turned on?
Just do it, Hilton, Inez said with a touch of exasperation. For me, it would help me if he smelled halfway decent. He's got a knapsack over there. Maybe there's some clothes in it. I might have an old shirt that'll fit him.
Guy shows up, sings you a song, and you're giving him your clothes. Hell of a song.
You've been drinking too much moo tea lately? I don't get it. I mean, this is like a merit badge for the Girl Scouts or something?
You'd rather I washed him? She asked. I'll bet he would.
Look, Hilton, I know this is off the charts of everyday behavior, but since when have you become Mr. Normal? For once, could you just do this for me without trying to figure out all the angles? Can you do it because one of the few people on the planet who can put up with you is asking nicely?
Hilton looked at her, then at the improbable visitor, sighed deeply, and said, "All right, but if Mr. Nachi decides to get too friendly, I'm pulling the ripcord." Knapsack in hand, Hilton led the visitor into the bathroom and closed the door behind him. His voice rang out, "Would you get me that candle? I'm not going to shower in the dark with this guy. I don't care if he starts singing the national anthem in Swedish." Inez handed Hilton the candle, along with a loose-fitting shirt and painter's pants, with the request that he go over the use of toilet paper. Hilton muttered something unintelligible. Inez descended to her basement to search for a particular box that had survived several moves, a time capsule containing mementos, old letters, and a gift from her grandmother, several cassettes of Archie Sam speaking Nachi words and their English equivalent, an oral dictionary. To her delight, she found it hidden behind a carton of Christmas tree ornaments, along with a reprint of a brief English Nachi dictionary compiled by the Oklahoma Historical Society in the 70s. A further excavation through the contents in several other boxes yielded an old portable cassette recorder. The rest of what she needed was upstairs. Inez called outside the bathroom door, "Wait a few minutes before you come out, okay? I want to set up a few things." "Fine," Hilton shouted. "We're just prettying ourselves up for the pilgrimage pageant," referring to one of Natchez's rites of spring, where high schoolers in period dress portrayed episodes from the city's history in dramatic tableau. Petticoat Junction, Inez called the pageant, another opportunity to fleece tourists with the mythology of the South. "If you're coming out in a hoop skirt, it's going on Facebook," Inez said. She cleared the dining room table and set out a few artifacts from mound excavations, some genuine, a few replicas, plus a few aardvarks. "Whenever you're ready," she shouted. Hilton came out of the bathroom shortly thereafter, closing the door behind him. "Our boy is checking himself out in the mirror," Hilton said. "Underwear seems to be a new concept for him, and either he's studying Stanislavski or this was his first shower." He did seem to be familiar with soap. "Yeah, I showed him that," Inez said. "Who's Stanislavski? Method acting. Marlon Brando." "It's funny, I had the same thought. This may be being some elaborate prank that you were in. He seems quite natural, though. I'll bet you he's a Jewish boy from the Borscht Belt, and it's very funny. Checked out his sack while he was in the shower. There's a wallet with a driver's license. His name is Samuels. Salvador Samuels from Kingston, New York. The Catskills. Maybe he does stand-up comedy. Funny thing happened on the way to Natchez." "Huh. But that still doesn't explain. Salvador doesn't sound very Jewish. Could be the Lost Tribe. Probably call him Sal for short. Are you done? I'm just getting rolling." "Put a lid on it. I want to try an experiment and find out who he really is." Thanks for listening. To order Sacred Mounds in print or audio, visit sacredmoundsnovel.com. That's sacredmoundsnovel.com.